to Real Spill Radio. This is your girl, Goldie Honey. You know we got to get into some jams and some cuts. We got some crazy, crazy, crazy news. And I just can't wait to get this thing popping off for y'all. So, yeah, I know I got to get into my girl because that's going to set the tone. And some of y'all hoes is out here thinking y'all angel, and you ain't no angel either.
Baby, put your arms around me, tell me I'm a problem. No, I'm not the guy you thought you knew and thought you wanted. Underneath the pretty face is something complicated. I come with a side of trouble, but I know that's why you say it. Because
I'm alone in my room. Sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn, one who live by the code. Put this music to the side, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose. Exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl who swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe cause I'm running out of space. L. Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
got into the music. How we do it all night, breezing down the freeway, just me and my baby.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, DDS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front, you take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. As my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we f*** her soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like Boogie, that f*** be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Maintain, boy, I gotta keep falling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, Coop, Pop, Clutch, 100.
Got into the music. This is how we do it.
That's a fucked up situation. Yeah, total domination. Got the shit on lock and I forgot the combination. Kill you like Jason, feel you like raping. Boy, you ain't shit, constant constipation. Blazing, blazing, hot like Cajun. Not Kanye West, but you said it's so amazing. Yeah, been a star like a constellation. In the White House like inauguration. Presidential Lincoln like I'm Ronald Reagan. Pocket full of chips like I've been to Vegas. Yeah, I'm a star like Ringo. Putting numbers on the table, line them up like bingo. He know, I'ma set it off like Cleo. Pitching bullets make the rats slip like Dio. Yeah,
you know the team, you know how we do. Tryna bubble, gotta make big moves. Not till we all on top of big knives. Hell no, I'm in the grind, won't stop.
Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Stop, hell no, man, the grind won't stop.
Making moves like a nigga playing chess. Yes, steady cashing them checks. You already know who's next. Got girls ain't even mine, wanna give me the sex. You gotta be talking cheese if you talking to me. That nigga D, I'm charging a fee. Ain't even fucking for free, you know me. Money still is on my mental. You can blame it on all of the shit that I've been through. Life was never simple, so money became very influential. Now my game sharper than a Ginsu. Killing instrumentals, boy I'm on point like a pencil. You best check my credentials, nigga.
Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Stop, hell no, man, the grind won't stop.
Yeah, you know the team, you know how we do. Tryna bubble, gotta make big moves, can't lose. Not till we all on top with big knives. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. 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 Stop, hell no, man, the grind won't stop.
What the hell was that?
If he won't stop.
What the hell did I just come into? What the hell?
that was your boy, Spitz Campbell, S. Cam, Scam, whatever you want to call him, I won't stop. How y'all think of
Ben Davis? Hey, I got to say, first off, y'all know how I keep it real. If I think it sucks, I'm going to say, okay, how cool we are, that's my job to be real with you. I was not doing that shit. I came at the wrong time. Oh, Lord. Okay. Pray for me, Lord. Pray for me today.
Now y'all know why I don't bring niggas in until, like, after the songs and shit. I can't even say hi. How y'all doing? This is Real Spill Radio. I have my host, JJ, Cindy, and Shay someone. Say what's up.
I can't help it, man. My spirit is what I'm telling you. And when the spirit speaks, it speaks.
Hey, man, don't do the boy like that. Don't do him like that. You're going to crush his dreams.
I don't like how Young Thug felt, but everybody loves it. So, but that Danny Glover song.
Hey,
I cannot understand that
dude saying
something like he got epilepsy or something, man. I need him to get together.
Hey, you sound like you in the mountains, my nigga.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on, we're going to fix something like that right now, my brother. Hold up.
Hey, I wish it's
weird,
really
like on my end,
right,
I can't really hear it, like, everything sounds fine on my end. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. My phone is at 15%. I can't take it.
But yeah, man. So, with that being said, I mean, I know that y'all know we got to start the show off by asking the kids what they've been up to and how they've been feeling. Because I know it's been about 10 years since Sim's been on the show.
Simi done had a bad last few weeks, y'all. I apologize. I done lost my job. Goddamn me, lost my car keys. A tire exploded in my face. I just done had a fucked up week this week. So, yeah, in the last few weeks. So, yeah, I've been out of tune with the real spiel. Muff diving? Bet not.
Man, at least you ain't had to cuss at your former supervisor today.
I think that happens
like at least 2-3 times a week lately. So.
Yeah, I actually slapped one of the assistant principals on my way out. I didn't tell nobody, though.
he been watching Chick swing on Shire Road.
Oh, man.
I have to play with y'all. You see, before we get to the show, let me tell y'all why we have been doing the show for a week. Because I had two people hit me up in my email, and they were like, why y'all And I'm just like, well, we're always crook. I said, well, what you mean by rowdy? And they was like, y'all niggas always just talking all over each other and stuff. I'm like, shut up. I said, shut up. I said, but you're still going to listen to them. And so I said, but now we should change the format to how we go into some things. And then we come back on the new show, and this nigga want to talk about it before we even get the damn rumors.
Hey, in the words of my nigga Riley, real niggas don't follow directions.
Well, I don't think you ever follow directions. I thought you just went ahead and finished the test and changed the text 10. You was just circling in boxes, 10 dots and shit. You never followed the directions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas don't follow instructions, goddamn me.
You probably always feel that assignment where you say, like, read before you finish, and then they tell you not to do nothing, write your name on it. You probably did all the steps and shit. You was that mother. You did it.
Yeah, read my head. That's me. Yeah, that's me. All day.
But Chase, man, what's been up to stuff?
I mean, you know, job hunting, you know, you can't rest in your laurels, and you know how terribly managed it is up there at the good old Xerox. You know, you gotta make moves, man. They don't know how to manage it, man. Yeah, you know your boy, he in there smashing the homies at work, so.
Oh, man.
He got a job, so.
Who's smashing the homies?
The former who?
Oh, wow. Lucky bastard.
Oh, nah, you see the chick, he ugly, but he worse.
Oh, man, see, that nigga out of line. See, somebody need to whoop his ass. If you're going to be smashing the homies on the job, at least let the bitch be pretty. I mean, don't do no duck, bitch. That's just crazy.
And then, of course, he stormed out the building early because he's a little sensitive-ass man in his period.
Oh, man, so he was crying on the
don't
job.
Don't start something you can't finish, man.
Oh, but y'all was roasting the nigga?
He got bags, dude, gentlemen. You know, he can already just sit there, and he got mad. Got mad and left. If I were to get you more pay, would you stop disrespecting me?
I'd have said, hell
yeah,
shit.
I said, yeah.
Give me a $2 raise right now.
I said, yeah, but only if you take a drop in yours. Cause you don't do nothing.
Give me a $2 raise, we call it even. Hey, because we got the S on his chest. Supervisor. So I said, oh, supervisor.
There's a story behind it.
Oh man, let me find out he up there saving these homes.
And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because that's exactly what he's smashing.
Oh, man. Oh, man. He walks around the job with his cape on, saving hoes. Oh, man. Oh, this nigga last place. Oh, my God. What's his name? Don't put his ass out there. Fuck it. Last Oh, the nigga's last place. You know, you don't get recognition for last place. You got to on this one. You got to.
Riley!
Oh, Riley, where you
going? Really, she thinks it's funny. This ain't bad. Riley came out of nowhere on the nigga ass. Like, she just thought that was just the most hilarious thing ever. But no, what's been going on with it? What's been going on with me, man? She, not really, man. I mean, last week, you know, because you know, I've been over at the ghetto. I was Zoo Lounge every Friday, and the listeners
fuck
there.
Go Friday, nigga. Limelight. Hey, talk about limelight.
Wait, man, I knew. Remember what I told you? Because you ain't been here in a while.
What I thought he was going to do, what was going to happen every week. You know it. And you promoting against me too, nigga. Fuck that, nigga.
No, see, we got competition. You in Fort Worth, my son is in Dallas. We got competition, Because we know very well people from
how I see it, can't nobody promote on Friday but us, nigga. Fuck everybody. Nigga, it's live right to the death of me.
Well, to the death
Come on. I'm just fucking with you, Betty J. You know I fucks with Mr. Always Turned Up.
Yes. I can keep that name officially. Okay, because since we're laughing at Sean, I'm trying to think, we weren't actually, I wasn't yet. You know, because I gave a lot of stuff. Liquor's one of them. And so, yeah, so I can definitely live to that name, Mr. Always Turned Up. I've been telling people, he'd be like, man, you know, you be hard, you be drunk. Nah, this is me. This crazy person, this is me all day. Even when I'm drinking, it's like really not really a difference.
Hey,
of course, it's like superhero.
Is that echoing person you too? Because that's killing me.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be now.
No,
it
should.
No, it is. She said, oh, it should.
But let's see.
It's still good. We're still in the open air in the plane.
You're right.
I'm going to fix that frequency.
Fix that frequency.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
That's the beat.
Yeah,
it
went away as soon as you got in your room. So.
There we go. I'm back. I'm back in this thing.
What?
Oh, was that all you wanted to say?
There was a slight echo I started noticing after a while, but yeah, I don't hear it no more.
Oh, yeah, because I'm in the studio room.
Stop with the ratchet. Stop with the ratchet.
No, but I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to some of the chicks that saw last week at Zoo. Wow. And I don't mean that in a good wow. I'm serious, man. The price that lace fronts are, because, you know, lace fronts are going to drop down. I need people to get together and get that hair together. If you come in that mother looking like Animal for freaking Muppets, I need you to, you know, go reevaluate yourself.
Nah, you got to reevaluate yourself when somebody refer to your hairstyle as a hat.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
But the thing that makes it so bad is she was like, my man, I don't know what made you decide to come to work with that hat on. And she's like, you're making me so hot sometimes. I'm like, I got to go outside and talk to you. And he said, well, you wouldn't be so hot if you took off your hat. And you would die, man.
Dead monkey. Oh, my God. Find an ass up. Damn. Oh, my gosh.
As far as I go, I ain't been up to shit. I've been packing, trying to come up with this new format for this radio show.
I've been packing.
Yeah, I moved into my humble abode on Tuesday.
Shut up. Tuesday. You got to say it like that, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday.
And so, yeah, we've been buying all this crap, and we're ready to put it into a place. So that's what I've been up to. I ain't been up to a little bit of nothing. So, yeah. But anywho, I don't know if Chase just gave us some ratchet stuff, because I know Demi was about to die and fall out his chair. But I know y'all got some ratchetness going on in y'all area. I know
y'all got some ratchetness.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. See, okay, so Simi got his own apartment and shit now, right? these bitches over here tell you this is like Thought Central, it don't make no goddamn sense. Like it's a thought oasis around this motherfucker. It's just thoughts everywhere. It's fucking killing me. I got thoughts next door, thoughts on the other side of me, thoughts across the goddamn parking lot. It's just thoughts everywhere, and this shit is killing me. Bitches walking around with no wigs on, half their micro braids did. Y'all know the little thought ponytail that's about an inch and a half? Yeah, I done seen about five of them motherfuckers. Nigga, this shit is just killing me. I can't take. I'm kind of mad I moved over in this motherfucker, but, you know, rent cheap, so I ain't really just tripping because, you know, a nigga frugal. You know, I just lost my job and shit, so I got to, you know, got a budget. So I ain't just worried about it. But these motherfucking thoughts over here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, nobody.
It's
good.
Like, I'm sorry. It's just drama. Nigga, task force hit somebody's house yesterday. I'm talking about fucked me up. Y'all know I smokes. That's just me. That's just what I does. I smokes.
You're a stoner. You're a stoner.
Man, nigga, I'm sitting in front of the door. I'm talking about Big Chief, Blunt, Strange Clouds, nigga, Wiz Khalifa. Nigga, why task force come running past the door, nigga? I don't give a damn. Nigga, task force came running past my door, nigga. I scared the fuck out of me. Damn, I shit it on myself. Anybody that knows me and my relationship with the laws, no, I do not fuck around. I do not fuck with Charlie Brown. That is not my nigga, not my homie, my ace, none of that. But yeah, that's the ratchetness that goes on in goddamn me. Fought what? Wow.
You got your
hoes.
I know you do.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, my God. Yes. Okay. How can I do this without being extra, extra mean? Okay, people. At some point in time, and especially if you're in your 20s, yes, if you're in your 20s, and you look down and you're in your... the area where your crotch, and you look down and your crotch sticking out more than your titties, what does that say? You need to go on that goddamn treadmill. Find somewhere. I don't care if you walk 10 minutes a day, do something. People,
you talking about that little fat pack that be under the belly.
You said what?
You talking about that underbelly fat pack?
Yes, the fanny pack, the fanny pack. I need y'all to get it together. I need y'all to come on with that goddamn trigger root pouch. I need no. See, I'm a person. I take compliments very well. I don't act stuck up with someone getting you a compliment, but I need you to get it together. You look there. Oh, you look so cool. Oh, did everybody tell you look cute? Oh, okay.
Why is you breathing like that, though? I'm uncomfortable.
That's
his
Gucci
man. I'd be like, no.
I'm uncomfortable just then. I don't like that.
Seriously, man, that's been irking me, man. It's been irking me,
And it, that, I mean, you know, for me, that's my motivation to continue to keep going on this weight loss, on these weight loss challenges of getting this stuff done. Because I'm like, oh no, I never want to cross spec. I'm gonna do everything I gotta do to never get a cross spec.
Weight loss? What?
Now I got one, and Zed knows it.
Oh, I think I know where this one goes.
Zed knows it, and this in the award for most wretched thing in the DFW that I've seen in a while goes to my father. So I don't know if y'all know, but Zed Carr got towed from the F out.
Oh, yeah, that's another wretched thing that happened, Lord.
But the car got towed from the F out.
Hold on. Don't get me started. I'm trying to forget about this, baby. But now you remind me. I forgot I said every show this week, I'm going to make sure I give them a shout-out. I usually don't shout out names, I'm going to shout them out. Every time y'all see Corners, Rickers, Harry, flick them the hell off of me, man. Like, every time you see them, let them know, Ceddie J says, fuck you. Say exactly like that.
Oh, wow. Hold on. The after hours, though, my nigga? The after hours.
Yes, bro. After hours, bro. How do you get to the after hours?
You're not supposed to get to the after hours till about 3 o'clock.
That's what time I got to, Siri.
And
then
you follow. But you follow up out that hole at like 4:15. You don't never stay more than an hour, nigga, for that reason, right?
Wait for it. I got there at 3 o'clock and guess when I came out of there? 4:10.
5:30.
No, let me come back at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
You heard about that at about 5 o'clock.
No. I'm going to tell you how you know it was 4:10. Because I remember the exact thing. I remember the exact chain of events. I came out of there at 4:10. I said, well, goddamn it. Did I park somewhere I forgot I parked? And then I noticed the car wasn't there. And then there was 10 other people's cars missing. These niggas was towing 2 more cars when I came outside. So what does that say?
Oh, they got you.
They got me. They got me for $268. Yes, they did.
Damn.
So as we fast forward, or rewind back, we sitting outside the tow yard, me, Sid, and my dad. And so as we sitting outside the tow yard, we off of Riverside, so it's nothing but hoes trying to find some.
Well, mine is Easter, by the way.
For that ass. And so, but this one lady, she walked by
that.
Some dude walking down the street. Huh?
She said she was out there selling that.
She was selling that thing, that punkash. And so basically, when she walks, so when she gets right there, she has, like, bandages on her knees, and, like, she got, like, a white t-shirt on. Like, she was ready to go. So when my dad is still, we pissed off because we've been waiting for, like, 2 hours at this point. So my dad see her. He like, man, don't nobody want to buy no motherfucking pussy right now. Don't nobody want no goddamn pussy.
I love it, man.
And if y'all know my dad, y'all know how he said it. So that's why he gets the most wretched sighting in the DSW.
You said it, I'm going to say it. That's how he said it.
Dying.
Oh, God. I felt like Chris Brown in Your girl, what's her name? Face. No air, bro. I cannot fucking breathe. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Man. Flatline overkill. Hashtag.
Boy, Jimmy just coughed up his whole entire lung.
Oh, shit. Hey, look, I know your pops, my nigga. That shit is too funny. And then the fact
that's why it's even more hilarious because he was serious. He just looked right over there.
Well,
don't nobody want
the
motherfucking pussy right now.
Hey, did he grab the steering wheel and pull himself up a little bit?
The face he had was cutting slices. The face he had when he said that was so spicy. Oh, God, man. I was like, come on. That shit ain't supposed to be that goddamn funny, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's more. Go to the other part, he said.
I ain't got
no ahead of me. Y'all stop it. Oh, shit.
Well, no. Well, see, that one's only funny if you understand why it's funny.
Oh, Lord. But that was, he drove by. He was telling the story about how he was honking the car. The tow truck was trying to tow the car, so he was honking the horn. And the person heard the horn and came outside and got the, you know, put their stuff up or whatever. And so the tow truck dude drive back by. He said, he like, man, what the hell, man? What's going on, man? Why you do that, man? He said, because y'all full of shit.
No. That's not what he said. So I guess it was a white tow man, and he was like, why you hunt the horn, man? This ain't got nothing to do with you, man. What you do that for? And my dad said, because you was fiery sack of shit. That's why. And that is why it was hilarious, because you all know that's how my dad talks.
That was a classic, man.
So, yeah. But that's mainly the wretchedness that I've seen. Chase already told y'all he's crap.
That was good, Cody. I forgot it. I'm glad you threw that back out there. That was a good pick.
So, yeah, now we got to get into this three going on. We got to get into this gossip that's been going on. And I ain't even, it's just gone on over the past 2 weeks. Like, I couldn't, literally, I had to pick, like, five stories. Two of them, they kind of go together, so that's why I picked them, because it's quick. But the rest of them, it was just like we would have went on for hours roasting people. So I just picked two of the other stories that I know y'all was going to go in on regardless.
Okay.
So,
okay, I'm sorry. Phone down so I can teach my person.
So the first two gossip stories is for the women. Basically, I don't know if y'all been keeping up with your girl Sierra or whatever. Basically, she was posing for W Magazine, and she pregnant as fuck, and she looks like maybe she sold a couple records. Like, she actually looks nice on the front cover. She actually looked like she maybe would have went platinum once or twice in her life. Like, she actually looks gorgeous and nice.
Hold on, you're not finna just keep talking like
you.
I said, you're not finna just keep talking like you just didn't slide that shit in there, though.
I'm just saying, she looks like she might have sold an album.
My nigga, you just fired her ass up something crucial live on air, my nigga. Damn. She said she was looking like she actually might have could have went platinum.
The cool thing is, though, she gonna have the rawest childbirth ever. And then he gonna come back in auto-tune and shit.
And then the first story only gonna be hot for like maybe a week because that's Sierra. So I mean, I don't know. It's gonna
be
irrelevant. Just saying.
Wait, did you just say that she gonna be that baby gonna be hot for maybe a week? Like, I know y'all heard her slide that in there trying to be slick. She said, what, man?
Hey, but you said a week. I think you're giving that way too much time.
Oh, my God.
I tried to give her a shadow of a doubt. I mean, because maybe, you know, I don't know, because maybe it's her first child, you know, so just like her albums, her first single is usually the only one that gets any attention. So maybe her first child will do the same thing.
Ooh. So you should have got a bag of hate mail, my nigga.
Y'all don't get me wrong, because y'all know I'm a Sierra fan. I end up liking every last one of her albums except for, like, half of the songs. But, you know, what pissed me off about her is she's one of those people that the industry should have been through away. Because, and listen before y'all say I'm trying to read her, because how many people do y'all know come out with one good song and then don't nobody give a fuck no more because they was good for that one good song? Sierra hasn't had a album with solid songs since The Evolution, and I was in high school when The Evolution came out, if not middle school.
She's continuously getting
record deals re-signed. She went back to old boy who actually gave her a good album, and she still fucked it up. How many chances can you get to make a good album and you flop and fuck up every time? Like,
well, I'm just saying, how many dicks you got to suck to keep getting signed, though?
hey, you see what she do, man? She rock. Come on, man, I got to give her some credit. She rock on top of cars. She get on poles. She did some hotel rooms.
Exactly. And those are usually the first singles. Body Party. If she would have never had a sexy video, that song would have been irrelevant. If she would have never had a sexy video.
Can we just keep it real? Body Party was more like a get-together. It was more like a body get-together. That was like how it was.
Body Party was a self-esteem song. Because bitches was out here looking like kickbacks talking about body parties and shit. Them hoes are dead ass wrong. Bitch, I hear talking about a body party, but you look like the flow at the after hours. Bitch, if you don't get your info, I'll split you.
Man, that's
a
flaunting. Did you just say thotty party? I'm just making sure I'm on a trip.
Thotty party, you heard me the first time, nigga. Thotty party, like a motherfucker.
Oh my God, I can't with you. I can't.
But yeah, that's what angers me about her. Like, she's gotten way too many chances, and she's young, so it's been within, like, this same decade. Like, please stop giving her chances, because she fucks them up every time, and it makes me angry that y'all continuously sign her and give her record deals. When she's so irrelevant and she really can't fucking sing, so it's annoying.
I was just gonna say that my nigga Goldie go harder than her on the kudo.
She's like one of the people that sing in church and she like just good enough for one lead song like once a month. She like one of them type of
shit. I'm sorry. She looks like she sang I Told the Storm and she blew it up. I'm just saying. She just looked like I Told the Storm.
Hey. Oh my gosh. I want to cool though when y'all said good enough just to sing that one song every other Sunday. Y'all wanna know what name popped in my head?
What? No.
Perry.
I knew you was coming for it. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I won't go do it. You took it there.
You hear me, Goldie?
I heard you. I told the storm, man.
You just said Perry.
I command you to move.
You get
down
and that shit started back over
here. But yeah, check that W magazine. Now, she really just looked like they took her look from Body Party and put it inside of a formal dress and beat her face with good makeup. And that's what you get on the W magazine, but she actually looks great. Like I said, she looks like she maybe could have afforded a stylist, a makeup artist, a photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
Some prints from Walmart.
No.
Dead monkey. Oh, my gosh. Dang. Hashtag damn.
You know what, though? You should have got some hate mail behind that.
I know it.
There's some Sierra lovers out there that's typing their ass off right now. Look, I can tell this bitch.
I wish Joe Works would send me some hate mail with his another day is gone. Joe Works, if you send me some hate mail,
because he's the only
person in the Sierra Army. If he send me some hate mail.
Thumper Mama said, you ain't going to say that nice? Don't say it all.
Fuck that. I'm going to say it all. Fuck that. I'm going to say it all. Let's say it this wrong time. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to say it all. Here you be.
Shit.
Take that out of there.
I'm going to say it all.
Take that out of there because I'm going to say it all. Here you be.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so
we're going to get off of CC. So it's other news. If y'all heard about your boy Russell Wilson, he got girls mad all across the country, mainly my girl Snow Bunnies. But he got y'all mad because basically
he's
divorced.
Who the fuck is Russell Wilson?
I'm about to get into Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is a
NFL player. Who Russell Wilson is from the Seahawks.
Oh, okay. Even though
Russell
Timmy don't like
NFL
sports
player.
And everybody knows that.
And women are coming for him because he divorced his wife within 2 days before signing his contract. And basically, he has been fighting. Yeah, they say he called for divorce right before signing for his contract. He's been engaged to, I think her name was Trish or something. He's been married to her for 2 years. And they right before he signed his next contract, he had divorced her 2 days, or filed for divorce 2 days before then.
And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get on, girl. Get in. Hey, get on, girl.
Damn, he can't help it. Ain't no good bitch,
but that's not even what's pissing girls off. What's pissing girls off is the chain of events. He's always seen doing something fucked up to this woman after everything that has happened over the past 2 years. After the Super Bowl incident, it has been rumored that not only was he with his mistress or whatever when he had the chance to celebrate with his wife, also seen having like an argument. It was alleged that he hit her or something. And so that's already had white girls across the country just riled the fuck up. And then there was another incident where they had one, like, I guess their major rivalry game. And another incident like that happened where he had got angry with her in public. And so girls everywhere are pissed off because he seems to only do this girl right around you know, good stuff is happening to him. But we don't know what the hell's going on. So I picked this one because I wanted to tell y'all to get out of folks' business, especially their relationship business. That's the main thing y'all need to get out of. Anything else, you know, feel free to joke and laugh and read people from the front to the back. But getting in somebody's relationship and involving in their happiness, go on. Go on. Y'all protesting and picketing and calling cyberbullying. You don't know why he's divorcing this girl.
And ain't getting now a piece of that change that he getting for that signing bonus. You hear me? Ain't getting every piece of that change he holds all in their business. You hear me?
I mean, because they're saying, the man's been there saying it's angering them is because he's been with her for so long. And how can you divorce her before you get a contract? And she, I guess they didn't stay, whatever, is it signing the prenup or not signing the prenup where you're not entitled to as much money as you would be?
When you don't sign the prenup, you leave with what you came with.
Yeah, basically that they didn't sign it then because they're saying not only will she not be leaving with as much money as she should be, you know, she's not going to be leaving with anything. So they're saying, like, they're fucked up
okay.
that she leave her 2 days
well, maybe they did sign one. Maybe it was some real jacked up one of them.
Okay,
well, no, that's
on.
What
Let
they're
me,
saying. She's not entitled to anything. So that's why they're saying it's messed up, because why would you divorce her 2 days before signing a contract? But my thing is, if he's won a Super Bowl before this contract, I'm pretty sure he had money before this contract. Like,
right.
Get y'all, like, I don't understand. Like, how can y'all pick that apart into pieces and, like, call him fucked up
okay.
or Tom, making
a
life decision?
Okay, call me a hoe-ass nigga or whatever.
Hoe-ass nigga.
Bitch, I don't give two fucks a shit, let alone a damn about what you came into this relationship with. But, bitch, if you leave it, you damn sure go leave what you came with, regardless of the piece of paper or not. Bitch, I should not have to goddamn be compensate you for the lifestyle that you got comfortable with. Bitch, learn how to budget. Hey, you talking about take some of them goddamn shoes and them jewelry and cars and shit. Get rid of that shit. Bitch, stack your paper. Hold on, be dumb. Fuck, you need to put up front. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, but
call
that's what's crazy. Like I said, I don't understand that either. I agree.
You should not have to compensate a bitch for the lifestyle that she got comfortable with. The bitch was pole before she got with you, so that hoe know what pole is when she leave you. Here you leave.
Well, that's where you're probably wrong, because most of the time they usually come, unless they're black, the black basketball or football-wise, if they're the white ones, they tend to come in there with money, already knowing how to get them a man with money, and they want to leave with money.
So my point is this, bitch, you know how to budget your money, bitch. You were surviving before you got with the nigga. What the fuck he got to pay you to survive for now, bitch? You were surviving before him. Kind of dumbass shit is that? Goddamn, they don't use common sense, my nigga. Oh, common sense ain't common. My bad, I forgot. slow dumb motherfuckers, I swear.
Captain Face, see me mad, and we ain't even no pocket change.
Oh. Shit. I'm so, back. Look at us.
So, okay. So, y'all, we got to get into the most talked about topic over the past 2 weeks. I know y'all ready for it.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So,
I ain't even been here the last 2 weeks.
Your girl,
topic
your
is?
Girl, Mimi, and your boy, Nico.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, people keep speculating about how much money they've made. They said it's about 993 per second, but it's more like 1,000 hits per second if you round up, because I don't feel like saying 993 over and over again. So if you do that times a day times 2495, I'm not going to do all that math. That's a lot of money. Because they've made quite a bit. They still have yet to actually say how much they made off of Vivid, off of their deal or whatever for Mimi and Nico themselves. But we know Vivid is making a pretty penny off that shower ride scene. Just saying.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I ain't been here 2 weeks, so y'all know I gotta speak my piece. That bitch didn't do nothing spectacular on that motherfucking shower ride. That hoe was just holding on. That's all she was doing was
holding
on.
I'm glad somebody said that.
She was holding
up.
I was going to say, if that nigga wasn't doing shit either, because if you really beat the bitch, she ain't trying to hold on to the shower ride. She trying to hold on to you, nigga. Hey, you saying?
Is she going to fall off? Somebody will
push
their head.
So he wasn't doing the bitch ass thing.
No.
I don't know why people hyping this whole world. But what, them hoes weren't doing shit? Them hoes, that was a casual 10, 15 minute sex, goddamn it, that they just had. That's all it was.
But my question to you people that actually seen the whole one is, why y'all so upset? Y'all knew that was going to be whack because y'all got y'all feelings all in this little shower scene, and then y'all seen the whole shebang. Y'all know y'all did not want to hear Mimi voice for 20 to 30 minutes. Well, I dropped the throat. I do not want to hear Mimi talk a whole hour sounding like this. Like, I don't, I'm sorry. Y'all can have
me. Like she in the Underground Railroad.
I went and got my breast
implants for me, not for no man, lying ass bitch.
No, and man. He asked her. I was watching that scene yesterday. He asked her, you know, you sure it's not for any guy? She said, well, my ex-boyfriend, you know, left me for some whatever she called Jocelyn. And then she said, my other boyfriend, he cheated on me and pretty much played me. But no, it's not because of them. It's because of me. I'm trying to get back to me. I was like, so why you bring them up? Like, you should have just said, nah, and kept it moving.
I'll blow my nose on that bitch shirt. She ain't shit.
Do you seem like that Nico and Mimi want to be CDJ and Jocelyn so bad? Like, Nico wants to be CDJ so bad.
You know what I've seen from it? I mean, I don't really care for Nico, so I don't really follow him. But, I mean, people are hating Mimi now as far as, like, us hating her because we know that she can do better as far as how she's putting herself out there. But mark my words. Just because of this shower ride scene, and since she sold the sex tape in somewhat of the same manner and the same people as Kim Kardashian, she might not have made as much money. But now that people know her as the sex tape lady, she's going to try to cash in like a sex tape lady named Kim Kardashian.
No. Okay, hold on. Press pause.
She's going to change her name to Mimi Rodman or something.
I was going
to
say, hold on. Kim K was like... Okay, so when Kim K did this, she was like in her mid-20s, late 20s, or some shit like that, right? This bitch Mimi got a whole child and bags under her eyes.
No, she got a whole baby. She got a whole baby at 40.
She got a whole child. A whole child. Bitch, not half, not a quarter, a whole. That whole out of line. I blow my nose on her shirt.
But mark my words, though, because after this, because let's be clear, though, about Mimi's income previous to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Mimi had a $1 million business with the cleaning business that she had before she signed on for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So she wasn't doing it for the check. She was going to do it because she was actually on the show, just, you know, with the rest of the Negroes making a fool of herself. Because she had the money on the side, she might have come off as broke, how she always talking about, oh, well, he could break down some of this bread for Eva. But... she had the money before
that. That's why you gotta keep looking for that. Okay. See that right there lets you know that cocaine is a hell of a drug. Because if I had a million dollar motherfucking business, I'm not finna settle for no goddamn $10,000 a show, which is probably only like what, 10 shows a season, which is only $100,000 a fucking season.
is yeah, about 10 to 12. It's 120,000, yeah. But you got to think about it. Then on top of that, she was already averaging about 8 to 10,000 an appearance since the sex tape, preview came out. She has already booked two clubs for that.
Okay, I'm talking about before the bitch even hit the goddamn me TV.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying when I say watch her stock go up just because she made a sex tape. Not saying she will ever be on the same scale as Kim Kardashian. I'm saying just because of this now.
I am not finna degrade myself for no goddamn few 6 figures. More a year, bitch, when I'm already clocking 7, 8 of them hoes. That's what I'm saying.
But like I said, I can see her now changing the stock on everything that she does now. Because like I said, she went from $8,000 to $10,000 in appearance to booking already now two clubs just to show up and wave because she don't have no talent. So what is she showing up to do?
She's already booked
two clubs for $35,000.
That hoe better invest in a mini shower rod to get to selling that hoe. That's what she better do. Here you be. This motherfucker was hyped up.
You already know what's going to come next. She live in Atlanta. It's going to be a sex toy line. She going to market. Like I said, she going to make some dough off of this sex tape.
That's what I mean by the next Kim Kardashian.
But Buffy the Body the other day she released her video on YouTube. She focused on fitness now, and she was talking about some of the stuff that right now we talking about now about why she left the urban mama scene. You know, after a while you just get kind of burnt out when people not doing the same exact thing, and it's like you become a sex symbol. And it's not the problem becoming sex symbol. It's that once you blown up to a certain point, the way the industry is now, if you don't go on a freaking reality show and make a fool of yourself, then you're not gonna get any bigger as a model.
Pants on
and
the ground.
That's what she was talking about.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool.
Exactly,
but you gotta
look at it. People think of when they think of model shows, they think of something like. What's the name of that show for the love of? Autumn for the love of. So all of them hoes was models. Like we stupid. Like we stupid as viewers at home thinking that these regular at-home girls is finna go sign up to look at Flavor Flav all day for 3 seasons. Like, no.
No.
We can tell all of y'all chicks got a portfolio at the crib.
Hold on. Press pause. The only bitch I can say for sure that probably didn't have no portfolio is that bitch New York and that bitch named something because them hoes was out of there. What up, bro?
Whatever.
Since you ran. What up, bro? But yeah, she's like I said, they try to fool us time after time. Like we can't see that these are clearly model chicks that are on our TV screen. And then, but I'm guessing some girls can't.
No, play pool models. it's almost to the point where you can't even believe that Flay even smashed some of them.
It did because here's an example. Delicious is the virgin. That's contrary. That's not. A lot of people don't know that she's a virgin. And so, if she's a virgin, what does that say about the other chicks? That he was dealing, that was laying in the bed with him, or when the lights go off and they go to a commercial break. That says a lot.
When you bring that in, but why she ain't trying to kick it with the boy Flay?
like I said, they literally try our intelligence, and that's a good point, my friend. My friend over at MissGia.com, I had like a debate with her, like not a debate like against each other, but we were kind of like agreeing on the same terms that, you know, what's messed up about it is that these reality TV people really be trying our intelligence every week. Like, bro, we've been on reality TV as fake. like with a little sprinkle of what's actually going on in people's lives, we know not to believe the other stuff. And
I'm just
so,
saying,
you know,
though,
with this whole because
if it was reality,
need...
if it was reality, my nigga, y'all wouldn't have to rehearse it. And yeah, this
exactly.
shit is rehearsed. You can tell.
Exactly.
You can tell.
But just like I was telling my dad the other day, I said, it's funny because you remember reality shows used to be filmed 6 months ahead. It's awkward now because just like that Hot 97 reality show, that's filmed
yep.
a week before it comes out. I said,
which is a
whack
show, by the way. Can we keep it real and say that show's whack?
But just imagine how real reality TV is going to have to get if they have to do live reality TV every week.
Hey, we should. We should start up. We should do that live reality show. Goddamn me!
Oh,
real spill reality, nigga. Real spill reality, nigga. Fuck with it.
Don't start, Sammy.
Fuck with it. Real spill reality, nigga. Fuck with it.
Okay, I'm gonna get up off of Mimi and Nico Smith.
I'm just saying, since we the only ones telling the truth to these hoes, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of Smith, we finna read another Smith right on now. Your boy Jaden Smith, the son of Will.
Popping my
He was spotted out at the restaurant the other day, right? He was walking in. Your boy got distilled water in one hand, a big old gallon of distilled water in one hand, which you like, okay, walk around with distilled water. But no, him and his friend actually had two, what is supposed to be considered an Illuminati pyramid. They walking around with pyramids in their hand, like not looking like, oh, I just purchased this. Oh, this is cool. Look at that. Like they walking around, looking around the city, not looking at the pyramids, with it just in their hand for paparazzi to take pictures of. And so people have been saying, like, what the hell, bro? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
oh, yeah, you don't have to do this. Your parents make millions off playing himself. Like Will Smith is getting $20, $30 million just to play himself in a movie.
With an exception.
Your house is a damn neighborhood.
No, Chase, there's an exception. Because that movie, Me and Sierra Saw, After Earth, they just ain't Will Smith. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Jaden surely wasn't playing himself. That was annoying. Like, come on.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is what I got out of After Earth. It seems to me like they had like a $10 million budget, and after like the first 10 minutes, they only had like $50 left.
That's exactly
because
what it looked like.
the movie itself was graphically pleasing, but it was whack as hell. Acting-wise, plot-wise, action-wise, like everything else just...
Action-wise.
It completely went away. After the first, like I said, like literally like the first 20 minutes, that movie was boring as hell.
He was just overdoing it. I was like, come on, this action, man. Max was whack.
Facts. I ain't got nothing else to say but facts on that, because that shit was poo cheese, my nigga. Like real shit. They could have kept that shit. That shit was poo cheese, literally.
I mean, luckily we went matinee, so we only paid $3.
Yeah, shout out to $3.
Matinee my ass. Nigga, I got that whole old hookup from the bootleg man.
$1.50
and then $3. I got my old hookup from the bootleg man. 6 DVDs, $10. Fuck you, man.
You
fucked you, man.
But yeah,
red man, six,
you know, we
paid because
we wanted to see the action. You know, we wanted to see what everybody was talking about with this good old 3D action stuff.
Mm-mm.
Actually,
I'm
flying and slapping you across the head on the screen, and it just didn't
mm-mm.
do nothing.
Will Smith and his son playing side to side. You know, it got to go right, right? That's what you said to yourself.
Mm-mm.
But then
look,
they didn't
I was
even...
too through with that after The Pursuit of Happiness. I'm sorry. Fuck that
side-by-side I don't even want to get into that whole movie. I'm just, Jaden, bro, take the triangle out your hand, bro. Like, come on. Get your whole entire life. Like,
my
we get
wants
it.
Some
you
recognition.
Wanna, you want to seem like you're getting put into the Illuminati so we can continue to talk about you. But, like,
no.
this is the last
no,
time we're talking about this.
I'm
the first
you.
Time.
You,
so.
Oh, hold on. I see we got a caller.
A caller?
Huh?
Yeah, we got a caller.
They're just listening.
I asked them
the first
time.
No, that's
what it is, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
When motherfuckers...
Yeah,
when
I asked them. They called
it first. Damn. When they coming from kids to adults, they got to, you know what I'm saying? They got to make that transition. You know what I'm saying? They got to... be seen as different and shit. They ain't kids no more. Just like Miley with the goddamn me going crazy, goddamn me that Lizzie Lohan bitch with the going crazy, the Mary Kay Nashley hoe with the going crazy. When these motherfuckers get of age, they get to going crazy. I guarantee in a few years we're going to be hearing about goddamn me the little bitch next, the little Smith bitch next. We're going to be hearing about that little bitch too. I guarantee it.
But she already, what's pissing me off about her is, like, they're only booking her because they say she resembles a beautiful animal. Like, she just went to a concert or a party or something, and she had, like, dreadlock extensions, like some little lock twist things, and she had this cat eye makeup on, and she looked like Nala, because they want to do exotic shoots of her looking like an animal and stuff like that. Like, I think that's real fucked up. Because if we said two white people looked like a certain thing, then we'd be racist. But we don't do that, because we don't think that. I'm sorry.
I will never say never. Looking ass.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I just really think that.
No, Rick, seriously, what? Okay, I'm trying to do a check on him. This nigga, like, I heard Karate Kid wasn't that good because that was Kung Fu, not karate.
Yeah,
that's no. one.
I will say
his
that.
Rap on
the
Never Say Never
okay.
was whack as hell.
Movie's
I mean,
okay, but yeah, it's Kung Fu like a month.
We gave this nigga three chances, man. I'm done. I'm done. Three chances is too many. You know what? You know what? Then again, we can't say that. We know why. Because what did we say last? What did we say earlier in the show? That they didn't keep giving Sierra chances. They didn't keep giving Jaden chances.
No, fuck that. Just like you said, nigga, we done gave you three chances. That's too many. Fuck that. Hell no.
Dude, you know, and Genie on the line, he gave you three. He does not give you more than three wishes, sir.
A two-hour movie and a 45-minute CD is two different things. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, y'all, go ahead, bro. Go on, get your last little lick in.
No, I was going to say anybody can make a CD, but then I thought about that shit. Niggas is trying to do that shit in closet studios right now, and the shit sounds horrible. So now anybody can make those CDs.
So, I mean, I can't. I don't even want to go back in on Jaylen.
Fuck that young nigga, man.
So, we about to go into this good old song. This first song, I'm going to play a snippet, and I'm going to let Simi introduce it again.
Yeah.
So,
we
about to go on and go to the break.
Shout out to my nigga Big Tech. Shout out to my nigga Major Lee Juicy Drew. That's watch out. Hey, we had Red Goose turns up every Friday. That's what the song was made for. That was the power behind the song, nigga. Red Goose Friday, goddamn, R.I.P. But we at Limelight now, though, nigga. Let that bitch roll. Play that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. We in the club. We about to turn up.
We turn up.
We about to turn up.
Yeah.
We about to turn up.
Shout out to Fly Dreamers.
We about to turn up.
I see you, Big Tech.
We about to turn up.
Yeah.
We about to turn up. I'm full of that liquor. I smell it like drugs. I'm about to hit the club. Turn that motherfucker up. Watch out.
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 Rolling up the weed, we got give me live, we gon' give me live. Chops out to be certified, we got east side this bitch, west side this bitch, south side this bitch, man, can't no nigga tell me shit. Yeah, I'm drinking out on the dance floor with a bad bitch who's a centiphone. My cup low and I need some more. $5 of strong hoes, got AC on my body, so I'm super coolin'. What you wanna hate for? You know I brought the tulip. Ruthless. I'm going off of this XO, and I'm flipping on this XO. I'm about to be the club with the best hoe in my XO. Let's go, let's hit the after party, cause that's where the fun begins. After that, we hit up Denny's, baby, you can bring your friends. Cause I'm full of that liquor, I'm smelling like drugs. I'm about to hit the club, turn that motherfucker up. Watch out,
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 watch out.
Big Tex done rolled out, GML done showed up, Major League about to pull up, next row, that goose, I swag up and hit ghost, I swag up and hit ghost, I turn up and get loose, I party like a white boy, swagging like a man, whole club rocking, rocking like a band, strippers in the VIP cause bands are like a dance.
My time.
It ain't no hope for no other squad out here but mine.
But mine. Jaden said, Daddy, it's lunchtime. So why let's go grind? It really ain't nothing we ain't bout. Front line, y'all looking for escape routes. Heavy hustle, head first. I'm Denzel, I'm on safe house. With similar tactics, like who can match it? I don't just go hard for nothing. I'm motivated as fuck. Eventually, good things will happen. Who else can you count on? I'm one of the few that the city of Dallas will vouch for. Hard body, black heart, guns drawn, white chalk. Mama, that boy street at it again. I'm at they necks for all of the years they doubted me. Guess you can call it revenge. Never reached out for your help. I'm doing this for myself. Shut up and just give me the belt. Heat rock type shit. Keep off my dick. We all ill sick. That's y'all kill switch. Hell run, feel this. Real ass, it hit. Trust. Feel like nobody keep peeking, I got a bus. Posted up with my thumbs like Nick up. What? Yo, hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feel like nobody keep peeking, I got a bus. Posted up with my thumbs like Nick up. What? Yo, hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
We know niggas limited. Unless you really go hard, the game don't get into it. We know I'm intricate. I'm about as complex as chemicals when you deal with them in physics. It's not that I'm limitless, but I got pills that'll make you feel like that white guy off limitless. I'm insane mentally. I'm Edward Gain on fifth symmetry. Only thing I smell is victory. Only thing I feel is sympathy. For all you rappers that think that your diss songs will limit me. Funny. Ha, 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 yo, I'm laughing. Now stop with all of the gassing. Or I'm popping off with the magnum. And the shot sent through your G-Wagon. Hope the news don't catch all this action. Hope it's room to bury your casket, bitch. I don't have time or patience to deal with this rapper shit. I'm on my grind, just focused on us. I don't see none of these rapper clicks. All of this false shit that y'all making up. Where all the bodies you claim y'all get? Where all the hallies you claim y'all hit? Just like I thought, shit ain't that enough. It seems like it ain't no one.
Trust. Feel like nobody keep peeking, I got a bust. Pussed up with my thugs like Nicka. What? Yo, hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feel like nobody keep peeking, I got a bust. Posted up with my thugs like Nicka. What? Yo, hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Man, who can I trust?
Okay, luckily I caught that because it cut off early. We back, man. And y'all know what time it is. I got this Rosso out because I need some wine to deal with y'all letters. So it's pocket change time. If y'all don't know what pocket change is, it's usually when y'all write us in asking us questions and y'all want real, real answers, and we give them to you. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, that sums it up perfectly.
So I'm gonna get into the nice letter first, so that we won't get to me so live so fast. Okay. So the first letter reads: I would love to know what y'all think about this little situation. I'm a senior at Eastern Hills, and I really want to go to a college out of state. I applied.
Stop there. She goes to Eastern Hills. Okay.
And I've already gotten early acceptance letters to it. And I also was granted a $4,000 scholarship. I know I qualify for grants because I don't really come from money, but my mother doesn't want me to go. I'm 17, and she is afraid that something will happen to me. I'll pop up with babies, whatever, whatever. But I see it as a YOLO type of thing. I love my mama, but I want to go. How do I tell her I'm not going to whack-ass Texas Wesleyan just because she doesn't want me to grow up?
Okay,
time
out.
I'm
where
glad.
Would she be, where would she be 18?
This is probably the best letter that I think we got ever on.
That was very tasteful.
I will say this: go with your gut, man. Like, I wouldn't go to Texas Wesleyan either. But
That burger is right across. That burger is right around the corner from the Power Center.
But with
nothing.
One thing I learned, like I didn't finish my bachelor's yet, you know, but one thing I learned in my life is there's always going to be objections from parents. Like, exactly, because I always think, I want you to go to this school because of this, like, because of something they heard about it or something. And go with something, because you're going to regret the experience. After all, your mom is still going to support, like, she's going to be. And that's what parents worry about their kids. But you take that step. If you think that's what's best for you, go with it. Because I wound up, you know, I enjoyed the atmosphere a little bit in my school. But I'm saying, you know, it grew off me real fast. And, you know, I was there because I felt like I didn't have that support. Like when I was talking about wanting to transfer somewhere else, I wasn't really getting the support, so I recommend that you go with what you think is best for you, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy if you don't get to do it the way you want to do it.
I can definitely attest to that. Go ahead.
Let me hit this mug up next. First off, okay, do we know when she's going to turn 18?
He said it's a guy. He just turned 17. So I'm guessing, I don't want to say early graduation, but, you know, I would have been 17 had I graduated.
Okay. I mean, that makes it a little bit harder, see, because you see, yeah, because you graduated high school, so technically you're an adult, but the fact that you're still you're not 18 yet, technically you're still under your parents' jurisdiction.
No, that is not true. When you are 17 and you have graduated high school, you are considered grown all the way. There is no parents, there's no nothing, no none of that shit.
Okay. Well, thank you. I recommend this. Do this first. Go to, I know a lot of people don't tell people this, but I'm so serious about this. Take classes during the summer. I know you want to have fun and you want to be able to enjoy the summer before you go to school, but trust me, take at least one summer semester before you go. Reason being, you want to get your mindset right before you go there so that you get an idea of how the workload is. And that way, when you get to college, I'm pretty sure you're going to try to go to the party and have all the fun and whatnot. You want to make sure you know what's going to be in store as far as work, so that when it comes to the I want to have fun stuff or whatever, you have an idea how to make that work around it. And you get college credit ahead of time. And if you have like a bad semester, you give yourself a little leeway by already doing courses before you even get there.
How you going to go to a party if you can't get included?
It's plenty. Let's keep it real. There's plenty of these UNT parties where there's 17-year-old girls that went there for them dorms into them parties. I ain't stupid.
Well, coming, I can answer this question as real as possible. Coming from somebody who had, I ain't gonna say I'm in the same. I was in the same exact situation, but I kind of was. Everybody that knows me knows I graduated when I was 16. I had $3,000 in scholarships. I had $3,000 in scholarships that I could have used in or out of state. I got accepted into the two schools that I wanted to go to that was out of state, and the other one I didn't apply because I already knew I couldn't go. And I actually went through the same exact thing, and, you know, me and my mother fought about it for months. Yeah. I mean, like, my brothers can attest to me. I knew what college I wanted to go to before I knew what middle school or high school I wanted to go to. So, you know, to hear that you can't go to that place, you got to think about that. Like, it'll make you feel real upset. So, I mean, I ended up going to TCC or whatever, and, like, it was good and all because I knew certain people, I met new friends. But it's nothing like being in the place that you knew, like you knew would have been home as soon as you step in the door. Like, it's nothing compared to you loving your school, you know, when you get there. So, I mean, if you know that that's where you want to go to, you know that's what you had your heart set on, sit down and actually have that conversation with your mother. And depending on how long your scholarship is, if she's not willing to cooperate, either if the scholarship will expire, I would say go with the, you know, the local route for now. But as soon as you hit 18, make sure you're on your grind so that you can transfer yourself when you hit of age. Because at that point in time, you don't have to answer to what she wants, and she'll just have to get over it, is how I see it. Because I went to, like I said, I went to TCC, and I fucking hated it. Like, after the fact of, you know, me knowing that I could have went somewhere else, it would have been mostly paid for. Like, I hated it. I mean,
I really hated it. I hated
going to
TCC
because
campus too,
just so. I think the only thing I wish I would have, well, I can't say that. I don't regret my decision on, you know, on not going to the school that were offering me sports scholarships. But the main reason why, I didn't want to pigeonhole myself. And I felt like I was, if I went to HBCU, on the same note, it probably could have been,
mm-hmm.
it probably would have been straight for me, but it just wasn't me. Like, I just, like,
yeah.
Like the FAMU was full ride and Pine Bluff were trying to send me, you know, they were trying to send me money to play football.
Yeah, that's my point. It's, as long as you know in your heart that that's what you love, like, that's what you're going to love as soon as you hit the door, like, and if it's in your gut to feel like, ooh, I know that I possibly want to get my education and finish my education here, like, then don't let what somebody who, yeah, they're going to be a part of your life, but they can't make your grown decisions for you for the rest of your life. Don't let her decisions over your minor self affect your, you know, grown self, because let me tell you now, Sally Mae is real as fuck, because my loan was only $2,500, and I've only been out of school for a couple of months since I went to TCC. A couple of years since I went to TCC, and my loan's already at $5,000-$6,000. So Sally Mae will shoot her foot all the way up your ass. So just like
yeah,
I said, make sure that you get to where you want to go to.
Sally Mae will run them bands up, yeah. But I ain't go to college unlike everybody else on this here show. I let experience be my teacher and exposure be my teacher. But when you grow up, sometimes disagreeing with your parents is what you got to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes not doing what they ask you to do or want you to do is just a part of being an adult. So that's just what the fuck you got to do. I mean, grow some nuts, my nigga. That's all I can just really tell you, you know what I'm saying? Tough it up. Be a man, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
It's not like you leaving to go sell drugs. Like you going to go further your education. Like, ain't nobody knock nobody from going to do that.
Yeah,
because
ain't gonna be nobody. Yeah, baby, nigga, you gonna have to get up and get on your business. It's like what she said. Get up, make sure you're on your grind. So goddamn it, when you get 18, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You do what the fuck you want to do, and that's just how it works.
Because what they don't tell you is, you got a $4,000 scholarship now, but if you do go local and you do keep your grades up and you do stay there for like a year until you hit 18, your scholarship money that you could get, you know, just for transferring to another school is going to be just as ridiculous as that, I promise you. And then you're still going to be able to get those grants or whatever. Because if you go local, $4,000 will cover. If you go to TCC, for your basics and stuff, that'll cover everything that you need. Because all of my books and my full-time classes was about $3,000.
But if you go to Texas Wesleyan, they got like gang sign 101, and then it's one of your prerequisites to your business courses. Whatever you plan on taking.
Hey, you know what? On the cool, I feel bad for people who come from out of state. They go to Texas Wesleyan because they just do not know that they're going to be in Poly and on the South Side.
Yeah, you right here in the, like,
Those the like Poly Center is around the corner. Are we not letting that marinate?
Man, you gonna put him in the right old Rosedale? Damn, that's fucked up.
In the Rose F up right now too? Oh, they gonna be mad.
I would say, is it feasible though? Like, if you get enough grants and scholarships, not loans, but grants and scholarships or whatever, cause especially sometimes local and sometimes smaller colleges do have, because I know Wiley, even though my mother made too much for us to get certain grants and stuff, I would have qualified for bunches of scholarships just because Wiley has a bunch of money into HBCUs. I would check into it. To where you can get started, get ahead on like the college experience, because if they scholarships and stuff will cover you, get room and board, I would milk the college experience for the first year all the way out. Go on ahead and get your freshman 15 on, get your grub on, all that extra, and call it a day. Hit up Limelight on Fridays because you're still being Fort Worth and all that there.
Hey, hey. Major League semi-automatic, time me on that bitch. I'm telling you, I'll turn your weekend up, my nigga. I ain't lying, because we do Friday, and on Saturdays, I be a Zonga. Sometimes I might go on and puss and fuck with my nigga Pierre. You know what I'm talking about? Goddamn me.
Nigga, we didn't gave this dude, instead of package change, gave this nigga about $5, so we going to have to.
Okay. Okay, see, I guess because it's a positive letter, and we rarely get somebody that ain't stupid, right, man?
We have to go off on a motherfucker this time.
Okay, so snap back to reality, though. Okay, next letter.
Hold on.
So,
tell that nigga to give us about $375 back. We gave him too much shit.
This next one's going to snap y'all right back into pocket change reality, though. So that's why I had to send me in with the nice letter first. Had to give Simi that nice one. So here's the one that's going to make him upset, I guess. This is not the next one. He said, I broke up with my girlfriend in 6 years. I'm back home in my parents' house. I still keep in touch with her, and we decided to split ways, and she wants me to fix my life and shit before we get back together. She is with her mom, and I'm with my parents. So, you know, I got to feel fucked up. I feel really out of place. And I don't know if she's going to want me back, because I'm in a real bad state of, like, just feeling fucked up. She works a lot, and here you go. Y'all ready? She works a lot. And if I get a full-time job, I won't see her that much. I really don't know how this is going to work out. I'm so used to being with her, it's really hard to adjust back to how we were. I really worry about what's going to happen, and that just triggers a lot of anxiety and desperation. I hope you meant depression, but I know you could have meant desperation. I worry that we are just going to part ways. I'm really scared of losing her for good. What can I do about this? Let me read that line for y'all one more again, because I just thought that was hilarious. She works a lot, and if I get a full-time job, I won't see her that much.
That
I really don't know
so
how this
stupid.
Is going to work out. I'm so used to being with her.
She works a lot, so I don't see her while she's at work. But if I'm at work, too, while she's at work, I'm not going to be able to see her while she's at work because I'm at work, too. That sounds so stupid. That's basically what he said.
I'm just saying.
Please, Lord. Pray for me today, Lord. Pray for me.
But let's keep in mind. He broke up with this girlfriend for 6 years, so he lived with her for those 6 years. So he can't be no younger than I'm gonna say he was 17. He can't be no younger than 23. So with that being said, for you to say you don't want to go get a full time job because you won't see her, how many of you get your whole fucking life?
Yeah, I need you to go see Ayala, sir. I need you to go miss Ayala right away, because that's not going to work. Sir,
look,
first off, you need to begin to try to get a job, because you, as a man, need to begin trying to get a job.
For your, not even just try to get her back, for your damn self.
For your damn self. For your damn self.
I just got two questions. Do you like being broke, and do you like being homeless? Because that's going to be your motherfucking outcome if you don't get no job, nigga.
Mom ain't gonna feed you forever.
I swear, and you can't get no pussy from your mama, and you can't get no head from your daddy, bitch, so you're out of there. You're going to have to do something, nigga.
You so fucking ugly. But like I said, listen, now I want y'all to catch on to the bullshit that is what the girlfriend told him. She said, I still want to keep in touch, and I want to keep in touch with her, but we decided to split ways. She wants me to fix my life before we get back together.
Yeah, she wants a little me.
She want a dude that's going to be able to take on a date when she get off that full-time job she was helping take care of you for 6 years with. That's what she really wants. That's what you ain't catching. That's what she wanted us to tell you.
I feel sorry for people who write letters like this because common sense is definitely not present.
I mean, I just don't understand his thought process. I mean, people just got, wow, you don't want, like, that's crazy, man. Like, seriously. And, I mean, and that's what he's not realizing is, you know, she probably going back. You ever thought, like you just said, exactly what's going to fix your life, you ever thought that one of the key things was she doesn't want you because you're not doing nothing? You just run around and not doing nothing. No chick wants that. And here's another thing about that is, like you can't say that she wouldn't like you, that she wouldn't show love to you because you were in a fucked up disposition. You wasn't in a fucked up disposition when you went to her in the first place. The woman didn't hung around with you for 6 years, and you ain't figured that shit out. But that's on you. You can't get she. Then when she has done the lowest, so you not trying better, you can't be mad. Like, damn it, man, these niggas out here be tripping.
Yeah.
Do you know the girl is all about you?
I thought that letter was just going to be hilarious because just reading that one line, was just, I was done. I was like, how do you make sense? If she's always at work, like, what the fuck difference does it make if you go get a full-time job?
I think I ever say this about a guy anytime soon, but he is acting very thottish. Like, seriously. He is really acting, for real, it's back in the head. He's acting really thottish. It's annoying. People are like, oh, my God, bro, get your, please go visit Ayala, bro. It's not cool. And let me make it, can I say one more disclaimer? Don't come still with no letters in talking about the whole Israel will listen to your show. Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't get in your feelings. You sit in there, expect some real shit. There
you
go. I have to get that muscle.
You can keep your anxiety and desperation because I hope your mama's not paying for that medication because you don't want to grow the fuck up. I hope she's not paying for that medication because you simply don't want to grow the fuck up.
Like, real shit, because that's all it is. The nigga don't want to grow. He in denial. That's all it is. He in denial. He don't want to believe that the bitch moving on and that he can't grow up.
And it's crazy. Like you said, it's crazy. I'm going to put that mess too much longer either because at the end of the day, they looking, you know, they doing what they doing because if they parents going to show support, when they see their child is actually trying, if stuff is hard for them and they're trying, that's one thing. But if stuff is hard for you and you ain't doing nothing to help make it get better, you can't expect them to. You can't. They ain't going to be helping you too much longer either. Like Simi said, you better get together, you're going to be homeless and jobless the same damn time.
Yeah,
don't come to me. Don't come to me on roads that your hand held out. With a sign saying, can you spare some change? No, my nigga, you the same nigga that said you didn't have time to do a job because you didn't want to miss your girl. Like, get the hell out of here.
Homeless.
Homeless and broke. Homeless and homeless. Homeless, homeless,
okay.
And money.
But it's
missing.
Next
one.
I don't know. Okay, this next one, I don't even know if I want to hear the damn answer. This is the one I said, I don't know. So she said, men, ? Please help me out because I'm totally lost on this subject. My dude is really into talking dirty and all that extra before and during sex. and it just makes me feel awkward as hell. I can say stuff like daddy, like just when we're doing it, but initiating sex with dirty talk just disgusts the hell out of me. I really want to do this without sounding like a cheap porn star. Help me out because I think it's ruining how he feels about my sex because other than that, it's terrific.
Okay, okay, let me get this. Two things, bitch. Read a book or watch a flick. That's all I can tell you. Because that's pretty much what a nigga mind going off of, either a book or a flick. Some shit a nigga done seen before, some shit a nigga done heard before, maybe some shit the nigga done experienced with a bitch before you, after you, or maybe why he with you. So he trying to get you to get like that so he ain't got to go experience the other bitch. You get what I'm saying? But, yeah.
And one way to get him to stop that real fast, all you got to do is, if he say something, but just say something completely absurd whenever he starts. Well, right. Whenever he starts talking like that, yeah, you gotta say something completely absurd. Like he like, yeah, girl, I can't wait to smash the brakes off the car or something stupid like that. And you be like, we got to get the oil change. You know, like, you got to say something real stupid. Then he going to start thinking it's silly and stop saying all that.
You know what? Hey, so I was in the green room, so I missed what happened. Can y'all catch me over the hill? I just missed.
Yeah.
I came in and there's some extra thought. I really thought, guy at the side, what the hell?
Okay, the question is, she says she feels awkward talking dirty before and during sex. She says she can say stuff like daddy, like, you know, when they're having sex, but she says initiating sex with dirty talk is just as disgusting. So she wants to know how can she do that without sounding like a cheap porn star.
Yeah, and only one person has permission to call me daddy, and that's the person cuddling with me right here in the bed.
I want you right now. Look at that.
I'm just saying, though, all she got to do is read a book or watch a flick. That's all she got to do. Or shit, every female has a best friend that is just a hoe. Ask that hoe. That hoe knows.
Okay.
Am I lying, Goldie?
No. I'm going to tell you, she wants to know how she can be the initiator. That's what her question basically is, right?
She wants to know how she can initiate sex with, you know, talking dirty
She gotta say, like, if she come in there and he ready to just say something dirty, all she gotta do is just say, shut the fuck up. Like, just say that, and that's gonna stop all that. He ain't gonna not want to have sex just because you told him to shut up.
This is what you do. I'm gonna tell you, this shit works. When he start talking all that shit, you walk up to him. Sometimes, I'm gonna keep it real. Sometimes those guys, we like the girl to be a little aggressive too. Every now and then, he wants to do all that extra nonsense. You walk up to him, normal. You walk up to him and you grab him on the balls. And you say, nigga, shut the fuck up. This is my shit. And that's how you get it. No homo, y'all. No homo. Okay.
You real talk. You ain't even got to do all that. If it's coming from a woman, you ain't got to do all that. You just literally tell him, shut the fuck up. I didn't slap KJ. So just let you know, it worked. Just tell nigga, shut the fuck up. Okay. He's not going to be like, you know what?
Solution.
You know what? I need not fuck. He's not going to say that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, if you listening, young lady, I'm going to give you the A1 initiator. It tops everything. Just walk in there and be like, shit, let me eat that dick. And you in there.
What? Hold on, what? Wait. Somebody just rewind. You just say, let me do what, Sydney?
Yeah, that's all she's going to say. That's all she got to say is let me eat that dick. And he out of there. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Did y'all hear it? I just heard it. Right? Y'all heard it? I just heard it.
Yeah. What you want me to say? No homo, nigga? Bitch,
no,
I'm grown.
You said eat that dick? Where did that come from? That sounds scary as hell. What? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Simi, what did you guys feel like you just said? You said
Simi said get up off the people that he's talking about, though. That's what he wants you to say.
Okay. Since I got to explain to you, sir, there is a difference between a bitch eating that dick and there's a difference between a bitch sucking that dick. Sucking dick is just regular. When a bitch eating that dick, is extra sloppy, you know what I'm saying, is wet, bitch ain't using no hands, bitch don't need no towel, she's swallowing everything. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, she just said slob, you know, slob.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want a bitch to eat that dick.
Or choke, or, you know, something.
Fuck them dick suckers. I want that dick eater. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. I want a bitch to eat that dick. Not just something.
I take what you
today. I know y'all girls probably be wondering how the hell I do a show with all these motherfucking people, these fucking Negroes, these fucking men. They extra. It's extra.
All right. Okay. So we got Carl from Bree on. Because she been hanging in the ranks, wanting to comment on some of the stuff we talking about. And I promise ain't one of them crazies that called in when at racing. So hold on.
Where's she at? What she want?
I hold the line first. I'm sorry. What's up, Carter?
We only got 8 minutes now.
Hey.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, you sound like you might be cute. Hey, little baby. What's up?
What's going on? Oh my god, y'all's a fool. Yo, this is my first time tuning in. It's your girl Carter Blue. Oh my goodness, I'm over here dying. Oh my god, I can't do this.
Come on, mama, you wasting my time.
Now you know you're gonna regret that you ever hit the little button to raise your hand to get on to this little
button. It can't be worse than my show with dope ass music, because that nutcase over there be talking some random shit too. So I'm just good, but.
Oh Lord.
Oh my goodness. I'm dying over here. I'm at a loss for words. How do you eat dick? Like, that's a new one I ain't never heard before.
That's so sad. I'm still wrapping my finger around it. I'm trying to figure it out. It's just not.
Hey, look, I found this out like 2 years ago. There's a difference between a bitch sucking that dick and eating that dick, and I love them dick eaters. I'm just saying.
Yo, I'm eating a donut, and I'm on your freaking choking. Like, wow, okay.
Hey, I got something you can choke on. Fuck that donut.
Oh, my, you know what?
Oh, Lord. Now, did you want to comment on any of the topics or pocket change? I know you was hitting my tab about one of them.
Yeah, are you in Fort Worth? Fuck the dumb shit.
No, I'm actually in Cali. I'm in the Bay Area, you know. So.
Yeah,
man. Yep, that's where I'm at. You know, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter under Carter Blue. But yeah, man, I just wanted to check y'all's show out. I have my own show tonight. Yo, tonight has been the funniest night ever. So I needed a good laugh, but yeah. No, I just wanted to show some love.
We sure appreciate your love. Little mama, I wish you was here so I can show you what's up. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
See, least like you at least you were talking about, oh my God, we were talking about earlier on my show, we were talking about people wanting, I had a caller calling talking about they wanted their biggest fantasy was to fuck a midget. So I don't know. People have like weird thoughts, but yeah.
Okay, so Goldie, we got this promo album, baby.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Carter Blue, for coming through the show. We hopefully that we get your ear and that we can exchange some links so that I can listen in on yours as well. Mm-hmm. Things like
most
that.
Definitely.
Right on. Turn up sometimes.
Okay.
What's your guys's? Well, I guess I can get it from Steady, so. I'll get you guys this information.
Thank you for coming. You see, I messaged you. Stop being a thot. You get the thot award for the week. Stop being a thot.
Turn up three times. Turn it.
So with that being said, you know, we have to get into this. I'm going to roll this pocket change into next week. And so we can go ahead and I can start this one off by pissing Simi off next time. So with that being said, Simi, go ahead and get into your promo, and then we'll get into the closing statement.
Hey, come fuck with me this Friday at Limelight. That's 2501 North Main Street on the north side of Fort Worth. You know what I'm talking about? This week we got the Freakum Dress Party. You know what I'm saying? Freakum Dress Fridays, Red Hills Edition. Ladies are free till 11 in Red Hills. Niggas, if you get there before 10:30, you only got to pay $5. After that, it's $10. All night we got $2 Hurricane, $5 Patron shots. We got the cameraman. We got Banger C on the mic. We got Oak Boy in that bitch. Major League. Goddamn me. Fly Dreamers ENT. DJ Cut on the ones and twos. DJ Dub J on the ones and twos. Goddamn me. You know what I'm saying? U-Haul. New Era. We in this bitch. Come fuck with us. You know, come fuck with me. Saturday is August, too. You know what I'm saying? 7657 Boulevard 26. North Richland Hills, Texas. Fuck with me. I does this. Oh, yeah. If you want to If you want to book a party or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, get at me, too. I do kickbacks. I do goddamn me birthday parties and shit at the club. Yes, I do kickbacks for you niggas that ain't got no money. Here, you talking about?
Let me find out you a bouncer at the kickback, though.
No, nigga, I'm the host at the kickback. Kiss my ass. Are you dying? Major League Semi-Automatic. Find me on Facebook at semiautomatic@facebook.com.
Oh, man. Y'all don't understand.
Hey, you can find me at Semi-Automatic at Instagram, too. I'm just saying, though, fuck with me. Fuck with me one time. Fuck with me two times. Fuck with me three times.
Go sleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
As always, Thursdays at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, Texas time, if you got to be extra. Then, you know, we always hear Real Steel Radio with the host, Jimmy Automatic, Chase,
hey.
Diddy J, and myself, Goldie Honey. You can always put us up on Facebook at Real Spill Radio, the most ratchet show on radio. That's on Facebook. Twitter will be coming soon. The website will be up this weekend and amongst other things. So, yeet. Yeah, okay, I don't know what else to tell you, niggas. Till next time.
Hey, I got a question. Hey, Goldie, I know you know. What the fuck is this yeet shit everybody walking around talking about?
Well, I don't know about ye. I know ye, like when you in Cali, like Bay Area, like ye is like, you know, when something is like live instead of being like A.
Oh, I thought ye said you say you on a roller coaster.
I was
going
to say. Well, no, I've been saying ye since like freshman year. That ain't nothing. I'm talking about yeet, this Y-E-E-T shit. I'm getting tired of seeing that on Facebook. I'm talking about yeet. Yeet. Where the fuck did they get that from?
Yeah, yeet do sound like something you kick the horse with your boot on the side and they keep running going faster. Hey, that being said, we'll see y'all next Thursday.
And we out this bitch.